Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Alabama's Morning News, I'm JT, and joining us now, Ty West from the Birmingham Business Journal, who's actually on the road today enjoying some vacation in Michigan, but still wanted to touch base with us. I'm so glad you took some time out. Are you on a yacht somewhere on Lake Michigan? What are you doing, Ty?
We are not on a yacht, actually. We're just out in Douglas, Michigan, kind of in a nice kind of lakeside town.
Right.
It's been really nice up there.
Very cool. All right, well, let's talk about what's happening in our area here. Is home prices, we know, around the country, no doubt here in Alabama for sure, surging right now, but there's some surprising areas that are doing exceptionally well, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing. I mean, I think if you look all across the region, you're seeing home prices really surge, really from Tuscaloosa to Gadsden and everywhere in between. We're seeing this giant appreciation. We wanted to look kind of curious in Birmingham, and we're going to take a look at what was happening in the city of Birmingham and some of the neighborhoods you historically maybe haven't seen some of the same type of appreciation we've seen in some of the suburbs. And what we found is prices are really surging, really, in several portions of the city of Birmingham, which is great news for people kind of building wealth in those communities. You've seen a lot of people who live in those communities making some investments in properties, either through the land bank or through their own investments, and really just turning them around and making them revenue-producing properties and helping build that wealth in the community. So it's really great news. I mean, we're seeing a lot of growth, for instance, in home prices in places like Bush Hills, the areas in and around kind of North Birmingham, basically near the BJCC and the new stadium, Norwood especially, some of the spots in eastern Birmingham. You're seeing this really across the board, just these huge gains, and they coincide in many cases with kind of commercial revitalization efforts. So very exciting times for several neighborhoods in the city of Birmingham.
You know, you've seen this in a lot of different cities around the country. I witnessed it in Pittsburgh when I was growing up, and they built Three River Stadium there. And along the river there in certain neighborhoods, you know, these older, like, row homes that you see from the 1800s, there's actually financial incentive from the county and the state and the city to, you know, people come in and buy them for 50 grand and we'll match you or give you 25 grand on top of that to do some renovations. And these homes have gone from, you know, value of, you know, $80,000 to over $400,000 at this point. But is there going to be any incentive in these types of areas to help, you know, regrow the attractiveness of those neighborhoods?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing the land bank is doing. So the land bank is basically taking properties that have been tax delinquent or maybe abandoned properties or kind of overgrown lots in the past. And they really create a mechanism for either the people who border those properties or for others who just want to invest in the city of Birmingham to kind of take those properties that were tax delinquent or there were nuisance properties in terms of having overgrown weeds. They take them over and then they fix them up, either put a house there or just keep the lot up, and it helps raise property values across the board. And that's the biggest kind of incentive that we've seen. I think you've seen some kind of more smaller targeted stuff, but so far, I mean, it's coinciding. It's kind of tough to say how much is the initiative and how much is just kind of the way the market's going, because, I mean, as we've discussed several times, the whole housing market is kind of going crazy right now because of the lack of inventory, because some other factors. So either way, it's good news because it's good to see wealth getting built in these communities.
All right, switching gears, the Fortune 500 list is out. Where does Birmingham stand on that?
Well, we still only have one company who's actually on the Fortune 500 list, which is Regions Financial. They've been on there for many years. The good news is we're getting two companies that are getting very, very close to getting on that coveted list, and that's Encompass Health and Vulcan Materials. Both kind of rank now in the mid-500s on the list, so they're just getting closer. Vulcan and just this week made a very, very big purchase, a very big acquisition, and that deals like that are going to help them get close. And Encompass has really just been building hospital after hospital, and all that's going to add to their revenue. So you might have a case in a few years, depending on how things kind of shake out and other M&A activity, that we might have three companies on the Fortune 500, which would be great. I mean, it really is. In many ways, it's just a status symbol. But also having large companies is very important for our community. It's important for philanthropy. It's important for kind of the status and how people perceive Birmingham. So you hope that we'll continue to grow and have more companies kind of end up on that list. And hopefully some of our very successful startups that we have here will one day end on that list.
I was surprised UAB is not on that list, being the largest employer in the state.
That's really comes down to how the list is measured. So nonprofit entities aren't really, so that'd be somebody that's a public entity like a hospital. They're not considered in that. This looks at like public company revenue. So that's why you wouldn't see them on there. But yeah, if you were doing a largest employers list, good chance UAB would be on that because they are such a key part of our economy.
Right. All right. Good news. Ty West, Birmingham Business Journal. Thank you, Ty, and enjoy your vacation.
Thanks a lot, JT.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.